This is another podcast from the Ratbag Radio Network.
Hello from Caracas, Venezuela. This is Jim McElroy and Coral Winter reporting. It's August the 4th, 2006. We have a very special report this week, since we have just returned in the last few days from Havana, from Cuba. We've just spent a very interesting two-week holiday and investigation tour. Cuba, as you will realize from the news in the last period, is facing a period of change. Fidel Castro has suffered an illness. It's not entirely clear how serious that illness will be and whether he will be able to resume duties in the near future. But in any case, Cuba is going through a period of change, and there will certainly be a change of leadership in the next period, whether that is shorter or longer. We had a wonderful time in Cuba, both as tourists and also as observers of the political scene there. As a place to visit, Cuba is absolutely wonderful. And speaking from Caracas, we have to explain that we saw more tourists in Havana in one day than we've seen in 6 months living in Caracas. The tourist industry in Cuba is very highly developed. It is in fact the major export earner and probably the major single industry in Cuba now, with the decline of the sugar industry. The development of the tourist industry is a mixed blessing. It has positive features in that it certainly leads to interaction between overseas guests and the Cuban population, and tends to break down the barriers faced by Cuba in the world, and will, in the long run, I believe, further the campaign to break down the blockade of Cuba by the United States government, which has now been going on for 45 years. The other thing that tourism does has led to a marvellous development of the historic Spanish colonial areas of Cuba, like Old Havana, historic cities like Santiago de Cuba and Trinidad, and other places. So, from a purely tourist point of view, Cuba is a wonderful place to visit, and we certainly recommend that. And you will certainly be welcomed by the warmth of the Cuban people. Of course, the Cuban economy and the political situation do face many problems. The effect of the blockade and the effect of isolation of Cuba, attempting to maintain a bastion of socialist development in one island, in the face of US attack, has had its effects. Certainly the economy is limited by the blockade, and the people themselves face many hardships. They don't have access to many of the consumer goods that we accept in Western countries. But on the other hand, of course, they have the unique system of free education and free health, which is one of the enormous achievements of the Cuban Socialist Revolution, and which is being developed even as we speak. In fact, Fidel spoke at his rally on July 26 in Bayamo in the province of Granma about the further developments of the education and health systems, including the large-scale introduction of computers into primary schools in Cuba. So he rejected any idea that Cuba needed some kind of transition plan from the United States, and suggested to George Bush and anyone else from the US who was interested to come and look at Granma and look at the programs of education and health that have been developed in Cuba before they start talking about transition programs. He also spoke strongly about the new rise of a revolutionary movement in Latin America through Venezuela, through the Bolivarian Revolution led by President Chavez, and through Bolivia, and generally through Latin America. And also He spoke about the new rise of anti-imperialist struggles on a world scale. So Fidel, of course, these words were spoken some days before he became ill, is extremely confident about the future of the Cuban Revolution, as are the Cuban people themselves, despite criticisms that they may have of the shortages and the economic problems that they face and the development of a certain bureaucracy in Cuba. The Cuban people remain very optimistic about the future. They are very concerned about Fidel's health, but they see Cuba as having a bright future. They see no return to the past. They do not accept in any way at all some kind of recolonization program from the United States following the end of Fidel's period as president. So at this stage, we just want to suggest to people that if you get a chance to visit Cuba, it is really a wonderful experience, both from the point of view of seeing the country and speaking to the people, but also to see a country which has held out for 45 years against the might of the United States, has held out against a blockade, has faced an enormous attack of many, many different kinds, and yet remains defiant and remains determined to continue with an independent and socialist future and to link up with the Bolivarian process in Latin America and with the anti-imperialist process internationally. So that's it from Venezuela, from Jim and Coral for this week.
Venezuela Viewpoint is another podcast from the Ratbag Radio Network. That's ratbagradionetwork.blogspot.com. ratbagradionetwork.blogspot.com.